and welcome to TechTarget's expert podcast looking into building a business case for an enterprise search deployment. I'm Jonathan Gourlay, site and news editor for searchcontentmanagement.com, and I'm joined today by Scott Lewer. He's the founder and principal analyst at Digital Clarity Group, a provider of research and advice to organizations undergoing digital transformation. Prior to launching Digital Clarity Group this past year, Scott was the lead analyst for the web content management practice at the Gilbain Group and has led the professional services teams for several integrators and consultancies before that. Scott says he has had a passion for content management and search since leading the development of his first large-scale intranet for Starwood Hotels in the late 90s, and he's led ECM, WCM, and enterprise search engagements for more than 35 Fortune 500 companies. Currently, he is president of the Content Management Professionals Association, the host of CMS Connected, and is the chair of the engagement track at Gilbain's conferences. Hi, Scott, and welcome to searchcontentmanagement.com's podcast booth.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've just recorded a webcast for searchcontentmanagement.com, and it takes a close look at the trends in enterprise search and discusses the different types of search technology that are available for enterprises. Once our readers have had a chance to watch that webcast and become convinced that enterprise search has value for their organizations, what's the first step in convincing the boss that it's time to implement a search program?
I think that's a great first question. The first thing is to understand, really, the business case yourself, I believe, right? Because this can no longer be about just having the latest and greatest shiny object. I think you really need to identify specific pains and challenges throughout the organization and need to understand, you know, what tasks and processes, what user scenarios and use cases within the organization would be, you know, either more efficient or of higher quality with an advanced search in place. Or even moreover, what new capabilities would be enabled by the search, right? So it shouldn't always necessarily just be about efficiency. Good search also enables new forms of collaboration and really allows you to leverage information that should fuel, you know, not just more work at a faster pace, but actually a higher quality work product.
And, you know, once you've gotten to that point of realizing what some of those benefits are, what's the value in setting up a group of colleagues to, say, formulate a formal business case?
Yeah, I think that's critical. So, you know, look, search is not, enterprise search done right is certainly not easy, nor is it cheap. And so, therefore, you know, it really is going to compete for attention, resources, and money with a number of other initiatives that are going on. And I think, you know, executives at this point, they've been, you know, had many promises made to them and had many claims about some critical app or some large infrastructural change or disruptive project that's going to propel the business. So they've been around the block before. So I think that, you know, having a business case clearly lay out both, you know, the problem statement as well as the opportunity, and then supporting that with some real evidence and justification from the business is really critical. So pulling together a team to actually lay out those actual the cases themselves and how search would solve them. Also being able to be realistic about what a successful plan is going to need to include, right? I think we talked in the webinar a bit about, you know, what, you know, you can talk about what information and repositories need to be indexed, the project plan, the team that needs to be in place, maybe a pilot case to take off with, and then how you're going to even continue to hone the results of this, because this is not, you know, you don't just set this up out of the box, as we talked about. This is going to take a lot of honing over a long period of time, and there's some costs with all of that stuff. And there's also some anticipated benefits that you should be able to lay out, both qualitatively and quantitatively in your business case, set against a baseline, and as well as the kind of the organizational change management strategy that needs to be in place to support this. So it's certainly no small endeavor, but pulling together a team to lay out a formal business case is really critical, I think.
And who would you say, I mean, it clearly sounds like a big job, and maybe it's not something that should be left to one person. So as part of that team, who should be part of it, who are going to get together and be responsible for creating that business case?
Sure. So I think the first and foremost, you need to have some sort of a senior champion, right? I think ideally, whether it's enterprise search or any large, you know, endeavor of this sort, you need to align it. It's, you know, it's most successful projects are aligned somehow to the highest level organizational goals. So most organizations set 4 or 5 goals, either on a per year basis or on a few year basis about what it is they're trying to achieve. So trying to find a goal of one of those goals or more than one of those goals that this enterprise search will support and align towards is really helpful. And then picking a kind of a senior executive who can take up the case for you is really, really key. So whether that person plays an active role or just a kind of role of the supporting proponent is, you know, up to the personality of the person. But in terms of who do you pull onto the team itself to pull the case together, as I said, I think a lot of this really has to be grounded in kind of what are some of the real, actual cases that are going on, situations in the organization that could be enhanced by search. And so I think finding folks from the business are really critical to align behind it. And then as well as those who are on the technology side of things who will be responsible for implementing, you need to have a good mix of both of those. And then if there certainly is a department or something that owns it, maybe it's there's an internal group or a librarian or something like that that might be responsible for it, certainly having them involved as well. But the key is some business, some technical folks led by a senior executive who can align the project to the organizational goals.
Aside from the technical folks or the IT department, and as you said, a possible librarian, are there certain departments that are typically part of something like this, or does it differ from case to case?
It really does, you know, differ from case to case. I've done them where, you know, it might be specifically for a legal organization. They were working on trying to how to get, you know, e-discovery in place, or and so therefore it's going to be, in that particular case, it was led by the general counsel of this, you know, very large pharmaceutical organization in that case. In other cases, it, you know, literally does come from some sort of an internal team that's responsible for making information available, like a librarian. And in other cases, it might even be led, you know, through the CIO organization or something like that. So there's a number of places this might sit in the business. But I think that some keys are to try to hone in on cases and solve a smaller problem first. I think taking a big, large swath and having lots of owners from all over the organization is more difficult and is going to be harder to align your objectives. So even if it's not the ultimate owner, finding whether that be a department or a business unit that can support this, I think you can see easy implications for how, if it solves their needs, it can solve those of others as well.
So it sounds like you're saying it definitely does differ case by case. I think you said that if it gets too large a group, that can be a problem. Should there be a size limit on something like this?
So as long as it's nimble and you can make decisions easily and quickly and kind of rally behind a particular case, I think the key there was not about necessarily the number of people. I mean, we all know that smaller working groups, I think, are easier. I was kind of more meaning that the number of business units that are represented, their interests are often overlapping, but sometimes not necessarily so. And so if we try to boil the ocean, it might be more difficult to make the case clearly and concisely. I think folks can figure out pretty easily how what might work for one could work for a number of others.
And once you've gotten to the point of setting a team up and they have had a couple meetings and start to formulate the business case, does this become a formal document that is never modified, or is it something that has a life of its own?
So I think formal, yes. I think it's good to be, you know, you've got to make a case. This is, like I say, this is no small feat, right? This is no small endeavor. So I think having a formal case that you're assembling is yes, critical, formal document. Static, not necessarily. Is it never modified? Maybe not. I think it does need to draw a line in the sand, though, right? So what we don't want to be is, you know, overly wishy-washy and have this thing live on forever. I think you do need to draw a line in the sand and say, here's what we're trying to solve. Here are some cases that support that. Here's the way that we'd go about doing it and put that down. That being said, I think any good business case is, you know, somewhat living and breathing in that, you know, as you're going through the various stages of whether it's technology selection, team assembly, pilot project, any of those sorts of things, you're revisiting back that business case, honing as necessary, managing expectations as necessary, because inevitably you can't predict the future appropriately. So I think making sure that you've, you know, constantly got a document that aligns to exactly what you're taking on is probably pretty critical.
All right. And then once the business case has been hammered out by this group and the executives are convinced that enterprise search is going to have value for the enterprise, for the organization, are you finished at that point?
But that's a loaded question. No, I think it's probably obvious that you're only at the beginning at that point. And we talked in the webinar a little bit as well about the, you know, how users' expectations are really all over the map, and this, things like being able to go to a single, a search text box on Google and be able to query all the information across the entire globe and get an answer that meets their needs. I mean, we have that expectation. So honing the expectations internally of both the senior management who have bought into this, as well as those who maybe not have been more tangential to the building of the business case, but they know that this is coming down the road, starting to set some expectations for what this will be and won't be, what it will be both in terms of phases, maybe out of the gate, here's what it's going to solve and handle and those sorts of things, and here's what we expect it to be in the longer term. There's, you know, so expectation management, I think, is really pretty critical. And again, this goes for enterprise search, but you could replace that with any large endeavor you're taking on. And then certainly you've also got to select the team that you're going to work with. That may or may not necessarily be the same team that hammered out the business case, but you've got to select the team that's going to work with you. You've got to go through the selection process itself of both the technology and if there's an external vendor that you're going to pull in to help you from a services perspective. Identifying the pilot, all sorts of things, putting things in place to course correct and review progress is key as well. So certainly no, it's only the beginning once you've got that alignment.
And since you've brought up the subject of then moving on to the technology review process, will it help to have this same business case team go into that review process or part of it or perhaps none of them?
You know, I think the answer to the way I'd answer that question is to say yes, but not necessarily because for the way that you're framing the question. So not necessarily because they were a part of hammering out the business case should they necessarily play a role in selecting the product, but I think rather because when you're deciding who you should involve in helping you create that business case, you're thinking about those stakeholders who are going to be really impacted by this. And so it's the same sort of criteria that you would use to select those who should be involved in the review process. So I think it is, yes, the same, but not because necessarily of the business case development as it stands. Certainly you'll also involve some other folks, both, you know, people who will be more hands-on users, some people who might just be subject matter experts on it internally, Certainly some folks who can bring some technological rigor to the process as well, I think are critical to have on that team too.
That makes a lot of sense. Great. Thanks, Scott. You've given us a lot to think about. And thanks very much for stopping by the searchcontentmanagement.com podcast booth.
I appreciate the opportunity. Great to talk with you, Jonathan.
It was good to talk to you too. That was Scott Lewer, president and founder of Digital Clarity Group. And for searchcontentmanagement.com, I'm Jonathan Gourlay. Thanks for listening.